Mistaken marriage, unexpected love. Chapter 51. What did he want? Why was he staring at her like that? Meanwhile, the two people inside the room were still arguing. Isaac showed no intention to leave. He kept his hand on Camila's mouth and quietly listened to Deborah and Ryder. Camila eyed him nervously and didn't dare to make a sound. Was Isaac mad at Deborah? Why didn't he try to stop Ryder? Wasn't he scared that this despicable man would actually rape Deborah? Inside the private room, Ryder held onto Deborah tightly. Don't you dare break up with me, Deborah. Don't you dare. Perhaps Ryder really loved Deborah. Otherwise, why was he being so difficult? Deborah had had enough. I don't like you. You're the one who kept pestering me. Only gave you a chance because felt sorry for you. Don't be ungrateful. Ryder went mad. Deborah's words had hit a sore spot. He roared, Deborah, do you really think won't hurt you? Ryder, let go of me. Let go. The voices kept coming from inside. As for how far they went, Camila had no idea. Isaac did nothing. After a while, he pulled Camila away with a stony expression. He led her to another private room. As soon as he let go of her, Camila immediately asked, why are you? Isaac silenced her with one look. He wasn't in the mood to talk. Just now, when he was passing by the corridor, he saw Camila peeping into the room, so he walked over. As a result, he overheard what went on inside. He was so angry that he emanated an ominous aura, terrifying those who came too close. All of his beautiful memories of that night were destroyed in the blink of an eye. How disgusting. He had no idea that Deborah already had a boyfriend. But he remembered that the girl he slept with that night was a virgin. That kind of inexperience couldn't be faked at all. So, perhaps Deborah wasn't the girl he slept with. Mr. Johnston. Shut up. Isaac snapped. Camila immediately shut her mouth. The look in Isaac's eyes was too scary. Without saying another word, he took out his phone and called Willie. The call soon connected. Chapter 52. Go to the hospital and find out who was with me that night. After the call, Isaac threw the phone on the table. It hit the table with a loud bang. Camila nearly jumped in fear. Eyeing the angry man warily, she stood quietly aside, not daring to make a sound. Not even an ordinary man could bear seeing his girlfriend still have something with her ex-boyfriend, let alone overbearing Isaac. Mr. Johnston, Camila tried to say something, albeit feebly. Isaac was blinded with rage at the moment. Even though Camila hadn't done anything wrong, he felt inexplicably irritated with her. Fuming, he paced around the room restlessly. His teeth were gritted and his eyes were filled with fiery rage. He knew clearly that the reason he was so mad was that the woman he thought he wanted was actually cheating on him. Finding out the harsh truth tainted his beautiful memories from that night. The disgusting things he had heard them say just now would haunt him for the rest of his life. All of a sudden, he stormed out of the room. Camila subconsciously followed him out. Mr. Johnston. Isaac turned around and snapped at her, "Get out of my sight." Camila stopped in her tracks. She knew that it would be impossible to reason with him now after what happened today. Thus, she sensibly stopped in her tracks and didn't follow him anymore. The sole reason why she had even come here today was that she hoped Isaac would let her go. That way, she could go back to her old life as a doctor. However, now it seemed that her dreams would be put on hold for the time being, so Camila decided to leave. But just as she was making her way towards the exit, she caught a glimpse of a familiar man by the gate. Jalen had come to have some fun. He met Isaac at the door and greeted the latter with a smile, "Mr. Johnston." Isaac glanced at Jalen briefly. Ignoring Jalen's enthusiastic greeting, Isaac walked right past him and got in the car directly. Jalen didn't take Isaac's rude behavior to heart. After all, the man was famous for his bad temper. His attitude didn't ruin Jalen's mood. In the distance, Camila didn't hear what they said. She only saw that Jalen was smiling at Isaac while he spoke. Her heart rate quickened. Previously, Isaac wanted this man to rape her. Did Isaac deliberately ask him to come here to play the same trick again? Chapter 53. Thinking of this, Camila gritted her teeth. She wanted to strangle Isaac on the spot. What an evil man. No, he wasn't a man. He was an animal. Even if he didn't like her, he had no right to give her away to another man. Camila quickly ducked her head, turned around, and tried to find a place to hide, but Jalen still managed to find her. Camila. Jalen ran up to her and grabbed her arm. Horrified, Camila slowly turned her head to look at him. Let's see if you can escape me this time. Jalen had been looking for Camila everywhere, but he didn't expect to meet her here. Perhaps today was his lucky day. Camila managed to calm herself down. Forcing a smile, she said simply, "I wasn't running. Just had to deal with something urgent last time, so was rushing." Jalen narrowed his eyes at her and hissed, "Do you think I'm an idiot? My wounds haven't even healed yet. I'll never forget the look in your eyes when you jabbed that knife at me." Camila's heart skipped a beat. Last time, she got prepared and was lucky to escape Jalen's clutches. This time, it seemed her luck had run out. She could only try to calm him down and wait for the chance to run. Camila put on an apologetic smile and said, "It was just an accident. Didn't mean to hurt you." "Really?" Jalen interrupted her harshly. He knew perfectly well that it wasn't an accident, but he didn't argue with her. Instead, he smiled evilly and said, "If last time was an accident, then you can prove to me now that you're willing to sleep with me. How about we continue where we left off last time?" Camila's eyes widened in panic. But Jalen sneered coldly. "So you don't want me, is that it? Didn't you say that last time was an accident?" Suddenly, his smile disappeared. In a dangerously low voice, he whispered, "Let me tell you something. Nobody dared to hurt Jalen Williams, except you." Then he grabbed her wrist and yanked her violently. "Let's go." Camila struggled to free herself. If he was able to drag her to a secluded area, she would be doomed. "How did you even know was coming? Did Isaac tell you?" Camila bit her lower lip, still holding onto the hope that the man she was married to wasn't that crazy and evil. But Jalen's answer quickly dashed her hopes. "Yes," he snapped. "Isaac had given him this woman. She was his now." Chapter 54. Hearing this, Camila's blood ran cold. Sure enough, it was that damned Isaac's fault. "Have a private room here. Let's go there and have fun. Honestly, can't believe Isaac doesn't want a pretty girl like you. Does he really not like women?" With a vicious smile on his face, Jalen looked at Camila hungrily. Indeed, it was known to everyone that Isaac had never had a girlfriend. In fact, it was rare for a woman to even get close to him. Many people thought that Isaac was impotent. Others thought that he was gay. Whatever the case, he wasn't normal. Camila sneered. Isaac didn't dislike women. He just didn't like her. After all, Deborah's affair had really pissed him off. Wasn't he angry because he cared about her? Jalen sighed happily. But really have to thank the bastard. If it weren't for him, never would have met you. Although he had gotten injured that day, even he had to admit that he was impressed by this woman. She had calmly threatened him with a scalpel, as though she did stuff like that every day. Normally, even if a woman didn't want to sleep with someone, she'd only kick and scream in fear. But Camila didn't. Camila looked at Jalen coldly and spat through gritted teeth, "I also have to thank him." Hearing this, Jalen's eyes lit up. "What are you saying? Are you willing to be with me?" Camila smiled charmingly. "Maybe." The next second, She abruptly lowered her head and bit his arm. Jalen yelped in pain and immediately let Camila go. She seized the opportunity to headbutt him on the face with all her strength. Ack! Blood spurted out of Jalen's nose. He let out a pained cry and covered his face while he was distracted. Camila seized the opportunity to bolt. She was in a state of utter panic, but she didn't dare to stop running. She knew that if she was caught, she would be doomed. Chapter 55. She had to escape. Camila ran as fast as she could. While running, she glanced over her shoulder to see if Jalen was chasing after her. Even though she saw no sign of him, she didn't stop running until she arrived at a crowded place. Her hair was plastered to her face with sweat. Still, she kept going until she couldn't take another step. Gasping for air, she looked at the busy street. The passersby walked past her. Suddenly, she buried her face in her hands and burst into tears. Damn that Isaac. He hurt her over and over again. She couldn't live like this. If things went on like this, she'd be killed by Isaac sooner or later. She had to get rid of this despicable man. But at the moment, she couldn't think of any solutions. Helpless and exhausted, she curled up into a ball on the sidewalk. She was like an abandoned puppy, looking pitiful and lonely. But she could go back to the villa because she was afraid of Isaac. Where else could she go? She had no money and no one to rely on. If she could just get some money, she might be able to survive. After a while, Camila stood up, smoothed her dress, and tried to hail a taxi. It seemed that she had no choice but to ask for money from Marvin. Soon, she got in a taxi and gave the driver the location of the Haynes family home. As the taxi made its way through the city, she watched the passing scenery and gradually calmed down. When they arrived at her destination, Camila paid the fare, got out of the taxi, and walked inside the house. In the living room, Trudy Grevely was lounging on the sofa, dressed in silk pajamas. When she saw Camila come in, Trudy's eyebrows shot up in surprise. Well, look what the cat dragged in. Camila couldn't help but clench her fists angrily. How dare her father's mistress live in this house while her mother was sick? Just then, her eyes landed on the expensive-looking jade bracelet on Trudy's wrist. It seemed that the money Marvin got from marrying Camila into the Johnston family had truly helped him turn the tables. Such a thought left a bitter taste in Camila's mouth. "I'm here for Marvin," she said coldly. Trudy flipped her wavy hair over her shoulder and said, "Your father isn't here." Chapter 56. Not wanting to waste her breath on this woman, Camila turned around to leave. "Wait. Mila, did you come here for money? You've already married into the Johnston family. How can you still need money from us? Besides, your mother is already draining all of our funds." Hearing that, Camila stopped in her tracks and pursed her lips unhappily. Trudy was just a mistress. Why did she act as though she was the hostess of this house? "Marvin hasn't divorced my mother yet. If he refuses to pay the medical fees, I'll sue him." "Why, you little—" Trudy was about to curse Camila, but when she saw someone entering the room, she immediately put on a kind expression and softened her voice. "Marvin is your father. How could you call him by his first name?" Noticing the abrupt change in Trudy's disposition, Camila knew that Marvin must be home. She turned around to find him standing behind her. "Need money?" Camila went straight to the point. Marvin's expression darkened. "Now that you've married into the Johnston family, you've gotten bolder. Heard you saying that you'd sue me." Camila didn't flinch. "My mother needs money for her surgery. You agreed to give her 1 million. Don't have any money now," Marvin started to say. "The Johnston family gave you 200 million as dowry. Don't tell me you don't have money. Dad, I'm your daughter, and Mom is still your wife. Hope you'll keep your promise. Otherwise, I'm not afraid to take you to court." As she spoke, Camila locked eyes with Marvin firmly. "Are you threatening me?" Marvin raised his voice in anger. "Growing up, you never paid attention to me because I'm a girl. You only used me. I'm also a person. If you push me too hard, have no choice but to fight back." Marvin was stunned by the fierce determination in her eyes. Thinking about how he could still use her to get to the Johnstons, he eventually gave in. "Fine. Come with me." Marvin walked towards the study. Alarmed, Trudy stood up from the sofa and tried to stop him. "Marvin. Shut up. Know what I'm doing." Marvin went to the study and pulled out his checkbook from the drawer. After writing, he paused and wrote 5 next to it. After filling in the details, he handed the check to Camila and said, "Here's $1.5 million. Take it and buy yourself some clothes. You're a Johnston now, yet you still wear such shabby clothes. No wonder Isaac doesn't like you. Speaking of which, doesn't he give you money?" Camila stared at the check in her hands and felt a lump form in her throat. After all, she was keenly aware that her father was just acting nice because he wanted to use her. It hurt to know that her biological father only saw her as a means to an end. "Don't you know how I was able to marry into the Johnston family? How could you ask if Isaac gives me money? He wants me dead." Marvin sneered impatiently. Chapter 57. "You're a girl. You should learn how to please men. Besides, you're not that ugly." Dash. "Do you think Isaac's into that kind of stuff? Or a man like him would be interested in women's appearance? I'm leaving. Hope you'll find the time to divorce Mom properly." "What the hell are you talking about? Your mother and still love each other. If Marvin really wanted a divorce, he would have done it a long time ago. In fact, Marvin had already made up his mind not to divorce Camila's mother. He could still sink his claws into Camila if he stayed with her mother. If he divorced, it would be difficult for him to control Camila. I'm only with Trudy now because she's the mother of my son. You know, it's your mother who can't have any more kids. You can't blame me for looking for another woman. Can't just stand by while still have no heir. I'm leaving. Goodbye." Camila didn't want to hear about her father's bullshit excuses. Marvin still had feelings for her mother? Only Camila's mother would fall for such empty words. Camila walked away. Marvin called after her, saying, "Come home more often if you have time." However, Camila didn't reply. She didn't want to spend another minute in this house and left quickly. She went to the bank first. She wouldn't feel relieved until the money was in her account. The whole time, she kept comforting herself, saying that she could take her mother away when the latter got better. But as of right now, her mother was still too weak to leave. Camila had no choice but to stay put for the time being. That day, Isaac went straight to the company after leaving Bluebridge. Willie was about to leave when Isaac arrived. He hurried forward and greeted, "Mr. Johnston." Isaac glanced at Willie and asked impatiently, "Have you found anything yet?" Hearing this, Willie's smile stiffened. Isaac had already given him tons of work today. "Not yet. But don't worry, sir. I'm on it," Willie stammered, his tone riddled with fear. At the same time, he couldn't help but wonder what was going on with his boss. Why was Isaac so angry? Just then, Winter approached and announced, "Mr. Johnston, Miss Griffith is here. She said she wanted to see you." "Miss Griffith? Is that Dadash?" Before Willie could finish his question, he was silenced by the icy cold look in Isaac's eyes. Chapter 58. Willie sensibly shut his mouth. The atmosphere around them seemed to drop several hundred degrees. Finally, Isaac said, "Bring her here." "Yes, sir." After a while, Willie led Deborah to the CEO's office. Isaac was standing by the desk. He took off his coat, casually put it on the back of his chair, and slowly turned around. Deborah smiled at him calmly, still looking dignified and elegant as though nothing had happened. did interrupt anything, she asked softly. Isaac decided against exposing her on the spot. Instead, he just said, no. Anyway, it wasn't like he was going to marry her. It didn't seem to matter whether she was pure or not. Deborah hesitated for a while before finally opening her mouth again. Well. The thing is I. Her voice trailed off feebly. Need money? Isaac asked bluntly, seeing right through her. Deborah was stunned. How'd he know that she needed money? Isaac wasn't in the mood to waste time on her. How much do you need? Deborah hurriedly tried to make excuses. My father's sick, so. 10 million? 100 million? Just tell me how much. Isaac didn't want to listen to her bullshit. He knew perfectly well what the money was for. And he didn't care. Deborah could tell that Isaac was angry today, but she didn't know why. She thought that she had kept up a flawless facade in front of him. She had only come to him for money now because she really had no choice. Ryder had agreed to break up with her if she paid him back. But she had to pay him back within the day. Obviously, Ryder didn't believe that Deborah would be able to pool enough funds in such a short amount of time. However, Deborah wanted to get rid of him so badly that she was willing to come groveling to Isaac. I'll do my best to pay you back as soon as possible. No need. Just tell me how much. Isaac's patience was running thin. Not until then had he found the woman in front of him pretentious. Realizing this, he felt extremely unhappy. Why did he sleep with such a terrible woman? Chapter 59. 25 million. Deborah decided to deal with Ryder first. She could always rebuild her image in Isaac's mind afterwards. Without missing a beat, Isaac picked up the phone and called his secretary. Take Miss Griffith to the financial department and give her $30 million. Isaac. Isaac cast a cold and contemptuous glance at Deborah, which sent a shiver down her spine. Deborah immediately fell silent, unable to squeeze out another word. Winter soon came in and said to Deborah, Miss, please follow me. Deborah bit her bottom lip and followed Winter out, glancing at Isaac one last time before closing the door. Isaac's attitude towards Deborah had changed so dramatically, and he had asked Willie to investigate what had happened that night again. Willie couldn't help but ask, do you suspect that the girl from that night isn't Deborah? Isaac tugged at his collar irritably. That night, the inexperienced woman had left a deep impression on him. But Deborah had a boyfriend. Judging from their intimate connection with each other, it was obvious that they had been sleeping together. The surveillance footage from that day was damaged. Something must have happened. I'll check it again and see if anything went wrong. If you had left a token or something, it would have been better. Willie expressed his dissatisfaction before setting off to investigate further. All of a sudden, Isaac stopped him. Wait. Just stop the investigation. Now that he had calmed down somewhat, he realized that it was indeed strange for a reserved woman to sleep with a random stranger. And she had given herself to him without scruples. How pure could she be? Perhaps he was asking too much. Whatever the case, that woman was meaningless to him. He had lost interest in her. Isaac's abrupt change confused Willie. Did Miss Griffith do anything to make you angry? He couldn't help but ask. Isaac raised his head and locked eyes with Willie, sending shivers down the latter's spine. Willie gulped and said quickly, "Never mind. I'll go back to work." Then he bolted out of the office, as if he was escaping a near-death experience. He closed the door behind him, blocking out noise from the outside. A hush instantly fell over the room. Isaac sat down at his desk and rubbed his aching temples. Gradually, he calmed down. Chapter 60. He wanted Willie to drop the investigation because he was relieved from taking responsibility of that night. Whoever that woman was, it didn't matter. It was just a one-night stand. She didn't deserve his attention, let alone his love. Just then, There was a knock on the door. "Come in," Isaac said. Winter pushed the door open and reported, "Miss Griffith just left with the money. Also, Mr. Harold Chavez from Rulkin Pharmaceutical called just now, asking if you had arrived at Blue Bridge." Only then did Isaac remember that he had an appointment with someone. Rulkin Pharmaceutical was seeking an investment from him. They were working on a drug for cancer, but were short of money. Isaac had agreed to meet because he thought it promising. Both at home and abroad, a lot of people had put great effort in the research of anti-cancer drugs, because they all knew that it was a massive market. When it came to saving lives, money seemed to become trivial. Those big pharmaceutical companies were all controlled by powerful financial groups. The second the anti-cancer drug was successfully launched, it would definitely be monopolized. Of course, that wasn't the only reason why Isaac wanted to get involved. He too wanted a piece of the pie. He was a businessman after all. To him, the most important thing in the world was profit, not humanity. He wasn't a selfless saint. The only reason he asked Camila to come with him was that he knew nothing about medicine, whereas Camila, a doctor, was more knowledgeable in this field. But the matter with Deborah had pissed him off so much that he forgot about their appointment with Rulkin Pharmaceutical. Thinking about it now, he realized that he was too impulsive just now. Tell him that something came up, and set another appointment with him. "Yes, sir." Winter nodded and then left the office. Meanwhile, Camila, who had lost her job, went to the hospital to visit her mother. Although Rowena's condition had improved, she still needed rest. Camila had managed to secure a bit of money from Marvin. If she couldn't find herself a new job, she had to ration the money from Marvin wisely. But she knew that the money wouldn't be able to support both her and her mother for long. Camila had worked for years, but she wasn't able to save much money. Most of her hard-earned money went to her mother's treatments. Since she couldn't be a doctor anymore, she had no choice but to look for another job, at least for the time being. Her dream of becoming a military surgeon would have to be delayed. While she refused to give up on this dream, she still had to compromise and face reality. She could always become a doctor again in the future. After checking on her mother at the hospital, she left and took a taxi back to the villa.